This recording is part of a series of podcasts in which the novel Dear Yoni is read aloud chapter by chapter by the author Lisa Picard. Please note that Dear Yoni contains sexually explicit language and scenes of a sexual nature. It is not suitable for anyone under the age of 18.
Hi, dear listener. Last week, we read about Jess's disastrous first foray into the dating world, and also about the rather interesting experience of having her first energy orgasm. I really hope you enjoy today's reading. Day 20. Dear Yoni. Well, the webinar on energy sex resulted in two rather wonderful outcomes in my life. The first was that as I kept practicing raising my sexual energy, both during my regular self-pleasuring practice and also just at arbitrary moments during my day, I certainly did start to experience some of the benefits that the presenter had mentioned. Gradually, I was becoming able to drop into a state of bliss at will. It is a wonderful skill to develop, because it makes one's entire life so much juicier and happier in general. The second wonderful outcome was that the young man with whom I'd been paired during the webinar contacted me via Facebook, and we started a weekly energy sex practice via Zoom. Due to language constraints, we weren't able to have much meaningful conversation, but we were certainly able to fluently communicate in the language of energy. For several weeks, we practiced connecting energetically. We experimented with many different ways of interpenetrating each other energetically at various chakras and in various different combinations of receiving and penetrating. We both enjoyed several incredible energy orgasms as our practice deepened. Eventually, after a couple of months, it felt as if we had experienced the full spectrum of what we could do together, given our geographical and language constraints. So we decided to call a halt to our calls. But it had indeed been a time of immense growth, intense experience, and upskilling for both of us. It had started to feel to me as if anything was actually possible. And so I was very excited to take the next step on my journey, which was the expanded orgasm. This was one of the main reasons for me getting into Tantra in the first place, and I was now very ready to finally have this experience. Chapter 16. Why should it ever have to end? I was back with Craig again. Not for healing this time, but rather for an experience which I was hoping would open up vast new vistas in my ongoing search for new sexual and spiritual experience. After my yoni de-armoring session with Craig, I had not only felt fantastic in the hours immediately following the experience, but I had definitely felt a greater sense of aliveness, not just in my yoni, but in my entire body. Somehow life had become more intensely beautiful and joyful, with colors appearing more intense and food tasting far better than it ever had before. It was as if my entire life had become that little bit juicier and more fun. As the weeks passed, I began to regularly practice my own yoni de-armoring using the obsidian wand that I had purchased on Craig's recommendation. I discovered that there were several new places in my vaginal walls that required massage and release. The result was that my yoni now felt more alive, more sensitive, and more relaxed than I had ever before experienced. After a while, I began doing the yoni massage using my fingers instead of the wand. As I found that I could be far more attuned to what was going on inside if I could feel with my fingertips. This was an incredible journey of starting to become intimately acquainted with the inside of my own vagina, and one that I highly recommend that every woman experiences. What an incredibly complex, exquisitely sensitive, and amazingly responsive organ the entire yoni is. I realize that most women hardly ever touch their yonis, maybe just the outer lips or the clitoris while masturbating, but then always with the goal of orgasm in mind. We actually have no idea of what our yonis feel like, what they enjoy, how they want to be touched, and how much pleasure is possible in every single nook and cranny of the yoni, aside from the obvious friction-based clitoral orgasm. A whole new inner world of discovery had opened up for me. As time went by, I began to become ever more fascinated by the possibilities of pleasure and orgasm, and I remembered what Anushka had said during the Tantra workshop about the possibility of the expanded orgasm. Orgasms that last for hours or even for days? Hell yes! I definitely wanted to experience that. Since I had felt so comfortable and safe with Craig, and since his website listed yoni massage and expanded orgasm experiences as one of his offerings, I decided to contact him for an appointment. And so, here I was. Craig and I were reclining on the soft cushions on the floor of his therapy room, enjoying a cup of herbal tea together. In marked contrast to my first session with him, today I felt completely relaxed and comfortable in his company. Craig was briefing me about the expanded orgasm and what I could expect during the session. As I'm sure you've experienced, most sexual encounters follow this pattern. There is a raising of sexual energy. Then we reach a peak pleasure of orgasm, which is followed by intense pelvic contractions and a burst of ecstasy. Then there is a rapid fall off of sexual energy, after which we mostly feel quite depleted. Particularly men, who generally just want to roll over and fall asleep. But women too can feel depleted and disinterested in sex for a while. This is the so-called refractory period. This can last anything from mere minutes, particularly when we're young and horny, to hours or even days in some cases. But in the expanded orgasm, we use techniques to extend the period of heightened pleasure. And then it's possible to have pleasure that lasts for several hours or for as long as you want it to. Some tantrikas live their entire lives in a state of orgasmic pleasure. So is this the tantric sex that Sting and others are said to practice, the kind that lasts for 7 hours or more? I asked with considerable excitement. Well, I've not met or spoken to Sting, he smiled gently at me. But yes, the extended orgasm is definitely used by many tantrikas, along with other techniques designed to bring mindfulness and consciousness to the sex act. So, to begin understanding this, we need to redefine what an orgasm actually is. When most people think of an orgasm, they are actually thinking of a very limited type of orgasm. Namely, the friction-based genital orgasm. In this type of orgasm, the entire body is tensed. Breathing becomes rapid and shallow, and sometimes, right at the end, the breath is even held. The focus is completely on the genital sensations, and the orgasm remains located in the genitals. This is what I call a crotch sneeze. I giggled at this and asked, "But surely even crotch sneezes can feel wonderful?" Of course they feel good, which is why human beings spend so much time, effort, and energy, and often money too, chasing them. I want to reassure you, I have absolutely nothing against genital orgasms. Have as many of them as you want to have. The world is a far better place for people having as many orgasms as possible. But be aware that there is an entire universe of pleasure, of orgasmic experience, way beyond the genital orgasm. And if you're on a quest to find and deepen the connection between your sexuality and your spirituality, as I believe that you are, or if you wish to experience raising your sexual energy in order to open a portal to your divinity, then you're going to want to begin practicing the expanded energy orgasm rather than clitoral orgasms only. We can liken the genital orgasm to surfing on a wave in the ocean that eventually crashes onto the beach. Now, with the extended orgasm, we'll be surfing on a wave of pleasure. But before it crashes onto the beach, we hop onto the next wave of pleasure behind it and surf on that one for a while, and then the next one behind that one, and the next one, and the next one, and so on until we've had enough, or until we run out of time. This results in an orgasmic feeling that doesn't leave us feeling depleted, but rather we feel energized. Our eros, or our life force energy, is at a constant high level, which makes life juicier and more pleasurable in general. As an aside, the techniques used in the expanded orgasm are exactly those used by men seeking to gain ejaculation mastery. This practice can allow men to experience multiple orgasms, just as women can, and the practice of semen retention leads to a whole new level of life force energy becoming available for sport, for business, or for any other aspect of his life. Essentially, men can learn to sublimate or transmute their sexual energy into creative energy to fuel other areas of their lives. These techniques can also be used to experience the energy orgasm, which is available to both men and women. But the ability to have multiple orgasms is the one area in sex in which women have the upper hand. I'm not sure I like the idea of men being able to have them too, I protested. Craig smiled gently at me. Ah, but you're not thinking clearly. One of the biggest complaints women have about sex is that men orgasm too soon, and then they're left feeling unsatisfied, while he just rolls over and goes to sleep. But if he has mastered ejaculation, then he can keep going for as long as she wants to, and they can have multiple orgasms together for hours on end. Okay, I can definitely see the attraction, I grinned. But I digress. Today we're simply going to help you to experience the expanded orgasm. So something you need to understand is that sex is a major energy source. Every time you have sex, you have the power to create new life. What if you can take that power and channel it into your day-to-day existence? You can. But most people, even if they are sexually active, they don't harness and utilize the power of their sexual energy. Instead, they leak it out unconsciously. The life force energy that is the essence of our sexual turn-on builds and peaks at orgasm. But then we often release that energy out of our bodies instead of retaining it. As we've already discussed, men are especially vulnerable to this energy loss, hence the rolling over and going to sleep after orgasm. But there doesn't have to be an energetic decline after orgasm. You can draw that energy back in for yourself instead of ejecting it outwards. If you do this, then after sex, you're going to feel vibrant, energetic, calm, heart-centered, filled with well-being and joy. The extended orgasm is one way to extend, expand, and recirculate your orgasmic energy to sustain that heightened experience of pleasure and euphoria. Wow, this sounds absolutely amazing. So how do I do it? I was now really fascinated and very keen to acquire this new information. All right then, let's talk technique. The key to all of this is, of course, the breath. The shallow breathing or holding of the breath in a genital orgasm actually blocks energy flow. By ensuring that we focus on breathing steadily throughout the sexual encounter, we redistribute our sexual energy throughout our bodies. Using the breath, we move the sexual energy from the lower two chakras up to the higher chakras, particularly the heart chakra, but also to other parts of the body like the legs and the arms. This is the process of what we call sublimation of the sexual energy. When you do finally orgasm, it's no longer confined to a short burst of pleasure in the genitals. The intense pleasure now spreads throughout the entire body and lasts much, much longer, giving rise to a full body orgasm. It's the difference between eating a small dessert and a full banquet of gourmet food prepared by a top chef. But surely this is torturous? I mean, if you have to wait so long for release? I protested. It would definitely be torturous if you were focused only on the genitals and if you were tensing up your body. But the relaxation and the breathing makes it an experience of pure euphoria. You surf successive waves of pleasure, and in so doing, you train your body and increase the capacity of your body to experience far more pleasure in future. Eventually, it becomes a spiritual experience and you begin to enter altered states of reality. Often, you can receive wisdom and insights and new understandings in these higher states of consciousness. And of course, you always have the freedom to decide to surf a wave to the shore. And if you do, the pleasure is infinitely greater than a normal genital orgasm. Afterwards, you will feel revitalized, energized, and connected to the rhythms of life. You see, you can't actually lose. Well, I have to say this all sounds wonderful, and I'm definitely ready to give it a try. I was feeling super excited and raring to get going. So I'm going to keep reminding you to breathe and to relax throughout. Deep breathing in through the mouth and out through the mouth, and focus on complete relaxation of your entire body. Other than that, there is nothing else you have to do but to enjoy. As I lay back on the cushions and surrendered to Craig's ministrations, I had a brief moment in which I was suddenly acutely aware of the fact that, in essence, I was paying Craig to bring me to orgasm, albeit an expanded orgasm. That's akin to paying a prostitute for sex. I was suddenly overwhelmed with giggles as I reflected on how insane it was that in my quest for spiritual growth, here I was, paying a man to get me off. Everything is welcome here, all emotions, just keep breathing, said Craig. And eventually my giggles subsided, and I found my way out of my mind and back into my body. And really, my body was an extremely pleasurable place to be right then. After a brief all-over massage, Craig began to focus on my belly, inner thighs, and my yoni. This man clearly knew exactly what he was doing, and I was having a wonderful time. But after a while, I found myself getting really turned on, and I had to focus on not following my old pattern of tensing up for orgasm. It took real effort to remain relaxed and breathing deeply. Every now and then, when the sexual energy started to rise up too high, Craig would stop focusing on my yoni and would spread the energy from my genitals up to my heart or down my arms and legs. I could really feel the movement of the sexual energy. This had transitioned from a theoretical concept that I'd read about before my first Tantra workshop to an actual lived experience. I could truly feel my sexual energy coursing throughout my entire body, and it was absolutely delicious. I was beginning to feel a sense of elation, with heightened sensation in my entire body, and intense vibrations of pleasure coursing throughout my physical and my energetic body. I realized that I no longer needed to focus on my breathing. It was as if this deep mouth breathing, which had initially been a bit uncomfortable, had now become automatic and really natural. It was almost as if I wasn't breathing anymore. But again, as I had experienced before in other breathwork journeys, it felt rather as if life was breathing me instead. I began to feel as if I was entering into a heightened state of consciousness. I felt completely energized, focused, and deeply relaxed. Actually, completely surrendered, all at the same time. I felt awake, alert, and vibrating with energy and aliveness. It was quite the most incredible experience I'd ever had in my life up till that point. And I'd certainly had a few of those upon this journey. I was no longer just aware of my body, but rather it was as if my body and my mind and my essence had become one being, and I was all of it. I was no longer aware of my separate senses anymore either. All my senses had combined into one, intensely blissful, multidimensional sensescape, where it was no longer possible to differentiate between seeing, hearing, feeling, smell or taste, but all were combined with other, less common senses too. I was aware that I could sense Craig's essence and even certain of his thoughts as well. At that point, Craig looked into my eyes and said, "Yes, that's it. That's exactly what I was talking about. Now you're beginning to understand what's possible." After this point, I had no further need to stand outside of my experience and catalogue it. I simply surrendered completely to the altered state of being and allowed myself to just feel. After what felt like an infinity, I gradually realized that Craig was no longer touching my body. I slowly opened my eyes to see that he was simply sitting quietly at my side. his hands resting in his lap with his eyes closed. I scanned my body. It felt truly fantastic. I felt immensely energized and alive as pleasure continued to course throughout my body. I breathed in deeply, exhaled slowly, and stretched out like a cat, which felt incredibly delicious. I couldn't remember ever feeling quite so good in my body before. "Those feelings should last for quite a while," said Craig, opening his eyes and smiling at me. Even though today's session wasn't about healing, as you can imagine, a session like this is going to be very healing for the body. The energy you have raised will also be available for you to use as you wish, in creative projects, or your work, or even in sport. "Craig, that was fan-fucking-tastic," I exclaimed. "But I honestly don't even know if I had an orgasm or not." "Jess, you are in an orgasmic state right now and have been for the last hour. But to answer your question, no, you didn't have a genital orgasm. We successfully sublimated all that sexual energy, which is why you feel so good right now." I left Craig's practice, floating on that now familiar, wonderful, fluffy pink cloud of pleasure and sensation. All of my senses remained heightened for days afterwards, and I found that I was better able to tune into what others were thinking and feeling, almost as if I had awoken some psychic abilities that had previously been dormant. I was also receiving intuitions and knowings that were leading me to take decisions about my life and my work, which were really starting to lead to greater success and impact. Something had definitely shifted for me. And although I have to admit that I went home after the session with Craig and masturbated to the most intensely pleasurable genital orgasm I had ever experienced, I now regularly masturbated quite differently. I relaxed and breathed the way I had during the session. And although I hadn't yet had another experience such as I had experienced with Craig, I was definitely gradually beginning to learn how to sublimate my sexual energy on my own, with incredible results in every single part of my life, as already noted. I found that I was bubbling over with this new knowledge. People should be taught how to do this as teenagers. Imagine how different the world would be if we all knew how much power we were simply ignoring or just leaking out of ourselves. This was truly revolutionary stuff. But when I tried to talk about it to my friend Alice, she first looked shocked. "What do you mean you paid someone to give you an orgasm?" And then, after much explanation, eventually her eyes filled with concern. "Really, Jess? This all sounds very weird. I'm not sure this is a good idea at all." Try as I might, I couldn't quite convey my experience in words, and I was beginning to discover that I was going to have to keep certain of my experiences to myself. We're just not accustomed to speaking about sex or self-pleasuring in an ordinary conversation, and people are too deeply embarrassed to be open to the possibilities. This stuff is apparently just too extreme and out there for most people to handle, which is totally bizarre, because to me it felt so natural. And it seems such a shame not to tap into this incredible source of energy that is our birthright. This energy which is sitting right there in our amazing bodies. So it appeared as if my solo journey was potentially going to become a very solitary journey. I felt quite acutely the lack of a friend or confidant with whom I could share my experiences. And so I decided to take action to address the issue. That's it for today, dear reader. Join me again next time. Bye-bye.